Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast. Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Faith Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
But he's too buff to be real!
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an on-location review episode of Thorpe Park Fright Nights 2019. It's myself in the studio with my good lady wife Hannah. Hannah, how's it going?
It's going really well. I'm super excited that Halloween is here.
Halloween is finally here. It's 2019 and we have got more events than ever. Very, very excited. Halfway through. Actually, no, we've only just scraped the surface and we've got loads of events coming up. So, yeah, we went to Thorpe Park Fright Nights. It was actually just a flying visit because we were on the way to somewhere else and we thought, ooh, we've got 2 hours spare. Let's sneak into a Thorpe Park Fright Nights. We weren't able to make the press event this year. So, we were only able to do 3 mazes due to the fact that we were very short on time. So we did Creek Freak Massacre, we did Platform 15, and we did Living Nightmare, the Walking Dead maze. Also, because we were so short on time, that meant that we couldn't record loads, so we're going to give you a little bit of on-location audio now, and then we're going to bring it back to the studio for our review.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. We are here at Thorpe Park Resort for their annual Fright Nights event, Fright Nights 2019. It's myself, Mikey, and I am here with Hannah. Hannah, how's it going?
It's going really well. I'm dead excited to get on Creek Freak Massacre. I've heard awesome stuff this year.
Absolutely. Creek Freak Massacre, a brand new attraction here at Thorpe Park for the 2019 Fright Nights season. And we've heard it's really good. It's also been dubbed their most intense maze they've ever done. Now, bear in mind, they've done things like The Asylum, which was really intense. Experiment 10, when they put you in boxes alone. They've done some intense stuff over the years, haven't they? The Passing, although it wasn't really great, it was quite intense with the bags over your head and you know, you went in tunnels alone and things like that. So they have, it's quite a big name to live up to. So will it live up to it? We'll find out. We know it's Hillbillies, we know it's Chainsaws, so I'm very excited to check it out at 3 o'clock. This episode, it might be a full feature length. We might be able to hit every single attraction. They've got 5 attractions here this year for Fright Nights. They've got Creek Freak Massacre. They have got the 2 Walking Dead mazes, Do or Die and Living Nightmare. They have Blair Witch. Of course, they have Platform 15. Now, I know that all the attractions have had some improvements based on last year. We have lost Saw, which was a favourite of ours, wasn't it?
I know, I'm so gutted, but
it's had its day, hasn't it?
It was getting a little tired.
Yeah.
I just miss it because it was so pretty.
Yeah, it was a very well themed maze. And we noticed last year that a lot of mazes were very outdoorsy attractions. It was too samey last year. Whereas this year, obviously, Creek Freak, as far as I'm aware, I think it's all indoors, most of it anyway, and it's in the old Logger's Leap building.
Good, because it's raining.
Yeah. We're 100% definitely doing Creek Freak Massacre at the Creekwood Sawmill, and we're going to try and get in as many other attractions as we can throughout the afternoon as well, because we're only here stopping by. We're only here on the way to somewhere else, unfortunately. We weren't able to make it for press night this year, no worries, but yeah, we are here and we are going to check out Creek Freak Massacre. So stick around to the end of the show where we'll be able to go through Creek Freak. We won't be able to take you through any of the attractions here on the podcast. There will be a few visuals over on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/scaretrack, and you can check it all out on our website, of course, scaretrack.co.uk. They've also got a horror VR experience called The Dark Void, which is directly opposite the Creek Freak Massacre. We don't think we're doing that today. I know that is an upcharge attraction. They've also got the Feared Five, which is basically do all five roller coasters in the dark. You use the app to scan a code, figure out the clues, get the answer, and you get yourself a cheeky little wristband. So I think that does it for now. We're about to do some roller coasters.
Sorry.
And then we're going to do Creek Freak Massacre. I'll see you in a little bit.
You're listening to Scaretrack.
So, guys, like I mentioned in the intro, due to the tiny space of time we had at Thorpe to rush off somewhere else, this is an episode that's a little bit different to anywhere else we go to. Obviously, anywhere else that we're invited to or we do full feature-length episodes on, we would do all our... all our reviews on location. With Thorpe Park, it's a little bit different. You know, we paid to get in, we did our mazes, and then we snuck off somewhere else. So a little bit of a different episode. So we're doing the reviews here at home in Scaretrack HQ. And we did the three attractions, Creek Freak Massacre, Platform 15, and Walking Dead Living Nightmare. So let's talk about, obviously, Creek Freak Massacre first, a brand new attraction this year at Thorpe Park. I understand that they've had some input from Orton Towers as well. It was using the old Logger's Leap show, station? There we go. Couldn't think of the name. Yeah, so using the old station, and it's been dubbed as the most intense Fright Nights maze ever. Now, before we go into it too much, it 100% isn't at all.
Wasn't on our run.
No.
We were the first general public run of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it is something that needs warming up.
Maybe so.
Maybe off-peak times, the actors aren't as many as there should be.
Well, yeah, so let's talk about that. So obviously, let's talk about the pros of this maze. The location's really cool. It's a really
and
nice
it looks
location.
Beautiful on the outside.
Yeah, the actual, not a facade as such, it doesn't have a facade, but the signage is quite nice with the rotating sort of circular saw, the theming they've put around it. It looks like it could be a full year round scare attraction.
Yeah.
The way it's sort of, the infrastructure of it looks quite good in the old Logger's Leap building. It looks very pretty inside as well. There's a few crawl spaces. It's very pretty looking. It sounds amazing. The soundtrack in there is really intense. I liked the bit of temperature change you said, Hannah. You noticed the temperature change?
Yeah, it went really warm at one point, which I thought was kind of cool. I really liked as well. They had spinning things that you get in like children's play centres.
Oh, yeah, like rollers.
Yeah, spinning basically. Rollers. That go from like the floor to the ceiling, and they were covered in like skin and stuff. I thought that looked cool.
Yeah,
it very much reminded me of Skin Snatchers.
Elements. So you got to think it's hillbillies with chainsaws, which is nothing new in the world of scare. I mean, not being funny, last year Thorpe Park tried to go with quantity over quality. They know that, I think. So this year they wanted to focus on one big main thing. And why not go old school hillbillies with chainsaws? It does make sense.
It works. It works.
Absolutely.
I just think our run was flat. I think it was first run of the day that they weren't prepared and there wasn't enough actors.
Well, they weren't prepared. They opened a little bit late because some people were doing some filming. That's totally understandable. I don't know why you wouldn't do that filming on when you're not open and when it's... Well, it's the actual press night, but there are people doing some filming. Totally understandable. We understand. We were in opened 10 minutes late, and when we were rushing for time, that doesn't help for the fact that we only had an hour there. But we went through. Like I say, the first guy was awesome. His speech was really, really good. He was really in character, and all the actors looked the part. I liked the costume. But we only saw five actors. It only lasted 2.5 minutes.
And everyone
a shame.
Everyone had said to me, like, you're going to hate it. It's full of chainsaws.
You hate it because you hate chainsaws. That's
what.
You'll still love it for a maze.
Hate it in a good way.
Yeah.
There was two two chainsaws.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen more chainsaws in mazes that aren't known for chainsaws.
Yeah, not chainsaw related.
So, yeah, I just fell a bit flat from the reviews that I've been given.
I think it was overhyped, maybe.
But then all the reviews that we've had are from people that went to press night, and obviously you throw all your actors in at press night.
Completely understand that. I do understand that press night's people are there to impress. And that's completely understandable because you want to make sure that everyone can have it the best time. I do understand that consistency is always an issue with mazes. We've said it on the podcast loads of times. We could go through one run and love it and go through the next run and go, that was a bit naff. And we've had that at other events. That is the nature of this beast. We know what, you know, I counted this morning. I've done 388 scare mazes. Consistency is something that will never, ever be fixed on scare attractions. It just can't be. But likewise, it was just they did say it was a free flow attraction, and
it wasn't
yeah, they just sort of blocked off. Like, I was saying to Hannah, you go that way, I'll go this way, like in the good old days of you know, you could do that in
free flow attraction,
proper free flow attraction. Yeah, and they just sort of wouldn't let us free flow it, which is a shame. So they wouldn't let us free flow it. They told us where to go, and although it has the potential, it looks great, it smells great, the temperature's great, the smell pods were really good in there. They have all the elements that just really lacked any oomph, I think.
Yeah.
And when we were speaking to other people there and afterwards, they all said the same thing.
Yeah.
And we spoke to people who had never been into scare attractions before, and we spoke to people who have designed, created, acted, made. Like, we spoke to quite a lot of people who we saw that day, and they all sort of said the similar thing to us. Because I thought maybe, is it me? Am I just being a little bit too negative here? But we like to be honest. We were honest on other episodes when we said that one room needed more smoke. Needed more smoke.
And we're always honest. It's something that we pride ourselves on. We just always try and see the good, and I don't want it to come across that we're being negative, because we're not, because we saw lots of positives.
Yeah.
But there was also lots of negatives.
I have also been told that on off-peak days, a lot of actors were given the day off.
Yeah.
We were told this. Whether or not it's true, I don't know. That's a shame, because actors make a maze, especially if there's no animatronics, and there's zero animatronics in there. There was one circular saw made up thing, but it wasn't an animatronic, it was actor led. So yeah, I think if you had, we only had five actors, so if you had 10 actors in there, let it be free flowy, I could understand why that is a phenomenal maze.
And that's
absolutely
probably what it was.
Yeah, we missed out there, definitely. We then ran over to platform 15, which had no queue, which was great, and we went on. And nothing's really changed apart from a little finale section.
It is one of those mazes that I think that you have to do in the dark.
Yeah, it doesn't really work in the daytime. We've obviously already done it in the dark, so it was okay to do. It was okay for us to do it because we had done it before, so we know what it could be like. We were quite unlucky. We got an e-stop, and we were only like the second group in, and we got an e-stop. And they just repeated the warning over and over and over again without a break.
We were stood there for like
15 minutes, felt a lot longer, with sort of no instruction really apart from just stand to the left, and we just waited there for ages. So that obviously, unfortunately, dug into our time, and it did also mean that when we restarted, we were just in front of the big long tunnel, that when we then carried on through the tunnel, we saw actors just walking past us, not resetting or anything, which was a shame. Which is a shame because, again, in the dark, with the scares in the right places, the train looks amazing. I think that's a key point of this attraction, is that the train on the railroad with the fire, it does look awesome, doesn't it? It looks even better at night, but that is a beautiful set piece of that attraction. They've changed the ending, is in you go into like a ticket office, which looks really good. It's impressively built. It looks the part. It looks nice. And there's a sort of scare with someone in a window, isn't there?
Yeah.
But I think that scare would work better as a beginning scare, not a finale.
I think that's a scare that sort of sets the scene more than ends the show.
Yeah, definitely. I would say that's 100% a beginning scare as opposed to a finale scare, but it's good that there is a scare now. Whenever we've done platform 15 before, it's just fizzled out.
Yeah.
So I would say that there's definitely an improvement on platform 15 if we hadn't had the e-stop and the actors were were back in places. I think they reset us. They set us up too early because the actors weren't in place.
Yeah.
But overall, with the if that was running correctly with all the lighting, with the sound, with the darkness and with the train, that could have been an awesome, awesome run. So it's definitely awesome. And that's why it's been here for a few years. It is a favourite of a few people's of Platform 15. Then we didn't get a chance to do Blair Witch. That doesn't open till dusk. And we were leaving far before dusk. So we had the choice of Living Nightmare or Do or Die. Living Nightmare was the closest to us, so we went over to do Living Nightmare. And a tale of two halves, because the set in there is beautiful, isn't it, Hannah?
Oh, it's stunning.
It's got a really, really nice set in there. There's a free flow section at the beginning, then it turns into a linear attraction. Again, we tried to free flow, but the actors wouldn't let me.
Yeah, there was a zombie actor that physically stopped you from going the other way. So there was a point where you can go left or you can go right. And, you know, we've done Living Nightmare before. We know that you can go left and we know you can go right. Personally, I would never go right because there's nothing there.
No.
You go left, you see a bit more. But
we wanted to split up a bit, didn't we?
Yeah, as a free flow maze, when you know it's a free flow maze and when they tell you in the safety brief, this is a free flow attraction.
Yeah.
When you say to each other, like, you go left, I'll go right, and try and split up and an actor physically stops you.
Doesn't let you. It's just awkward.
It's a bit like, well, you've told us this is free flow.
Yeah.
Why is it not?
Yeah, it was a bit weird, but it doesn't matter. We still went through, and again, you know, the whole area looks awesome. They've got a little bit of a new ending, I think, now. It's got all the trees up and all that at the end. I don't think that was there before. It just ended with the Harris fencing. But the actors in there were really good. I think the actors in there were quite decent. But there were very few, again, maybe five in the whole thing again?
No, there was more than five, because there was two in the Negan scene.
Sorry, yeah, if you ignore your opening scene, which was really good, actually, the person doing the opening scene was really good at that speech.
I found it really interesting, because I've only ever done Living Nightmare last year, which was on the press event, and they had the Negan lookalike.
Yeah.
So I found it really interesting this time to see it without a Negan, and yeah. I think it worked really well.
I think it worked well, definitely. Yeah. The person that did that was really good. And then the big guy with the mohawk, who was sort of like her lackey, was really good.
He was scary.
Yeah, he was really good. He was sort of he was very intimidating. Even just to look at, he was quite intimidating. So he did a good job. So yeah, and that first scene again. It looks really, really good. I think they should take down the lights from when there used to be a photo in there, because they look a little bit weird.
Did there used to be a photo in there?
Yeah, first year. But they don't do the photo in there anymore, and it looks weird that the big lights are in there. But the theming in the place is awesome. Again, it's quite a short maze. I think we were out within a few minutes because we weren't able to wander in the sort of free flow section. Our only issue with that really was on the way in. If actors are coming out of a maze, we saw one lad come out of his maze into his break time, and he was awesome. He came out in character, and he was going around the corner completely in character until he was out of sight. It looked really awesome. It means that he's genuinely caring about his role.
Yeah.
But then we also saw another actress that just came out of the maze, and we just saw her holding a water bottle, wandering up, taking her ear defenders out, looking fed up. The maze has been only been open 40 minutes. But yeah, that just, you just got to think of the overall package. Like, if you're an actor, and a lot of actors listen to this, fair play. Scare acting is so much harder.
Every time you're seen, you're on stage, is something that you should always remember as a scare actor. And I think maybe she didn't know that.
Yeah, potentially. But to all the scare actors there, especially the ones in Freak Creek, there weren't many of you, but the ones who were there were doing an amazing job.
Oh, God, yeah. Every single actor that we came across was going for it, tooth and nail, was proper trying to scare us hard, and really did accomplish it in certain mazes. I just felt it was lacking.
There just weren't enough of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're all amazing. There just weren't enough of you guys. Why you been given the day off? I don't get it. Obviously,
it
there's sickness.
It
was sickness as well. But also at Thorpe Park, hats off to you guys, because it opens at 3 and it closes at 10. That is a long run. That's longer than a lot of other scare mazes that might be open, you know, 8 till 10 or whatever. So overall, we visited. We enjoyed it. We were able to go through the attractions and see them again. I think the main thing that let it down was just the lack of actors was the main thing, wasn't it? Yeah, definitely. But if you guys want to go and check it out, I've heard some amazing things about Creek Freak. We may have just had a bad run. It does look amazing. It smells amazing. It is. I can see why people think it's an awesome maze.
Yeah.
Definitely. But yeah, there we go. You can get your tickets at thoughtpark.com. Just obviously visit their official website. They've got the whole of Fright Nights going on now until the end of October, early November. So get your tickets now. I think that brings us to the end of this slightly different style episode of a review episode here on the Scare Trap podcast. Hannah, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
It's been great. And guys, we'll see you on the next episode. Make sure you're joining us on all our social media as normal. We're on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook and Twitter. Just search for Scare Trap. And once again, anything you want Scare Trap related, you can check out on our website at www.scaretrack.co.uk. We have our podcasts, our Scarecam episodes, our merch, our Patreon, absolutely everything is your one-stop shop, scaretrack.co.uk. Other than that, we'll see you on the next episode. See you later, guys.
Bye.